Mr. Talk, and it's another beautiful day, You know what? You can't just, I'm telling you, you just can't take for granted the beautiful days that you have because your time is limited if you didn't know, you know, because your government going to let you know your time is limited. That's right, because the government don't care about you. They steady lying to us, but y'all don't want to hear me on that. You know, they tell the media, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, Fox, they tell them what to say, what to put out there. But we, you know, you got to, man, you got to open up and find out what's really going on. That's why we're here. That's right. That's why we're here. And, man, we're gonna talk about some things today. Now, yesterday we did a show on affirmative action. And, man, I'm telling you, that show was off the chain. It was, man, some great conversation. But I think we forgot one thing. If we remove affirmative action, just get rid of all nationwide, what happens then? What happens then? You know, that was a question. And I thought about it later. I said, we never answered that question. But you know what? It's okay. You know, I'm going to ask that question today. But we're going to continue on anyway. All right, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to be a part of the show today? No problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room, www.radio.com/Mr. Talk. All right? Topic of the day is hand me my mic, Mike. Hand me my mic, Mike. Now, you know, I know some of y'all have no idea what a mic might is, okay? Because some of y'all may come from them neighborhoods where you don't have to worry about them things. But the mic, man, I'm talking about is a 9mm handgun, okay? 9mm handgun. And the way the country is today with gun laws, I need my 9 mic, Mike. You know? I need my gun. But see, here's the other thing. You know, is it really... How can I put this? Is it a good thing that now we have a country to where you want to carry your gun everywhere? Huh? I mean, everything you see is based on weaponry now. It is. If you really look at it, video games. You know, what is it? Call of Duty. What was that other one? What is it where they go around stealing cars and shooting and all that good stuff? You know, think about it. Movies now, they all about the guns, the weapons. What is really going on with this country, y'all? Which, you know, besides we've been lied to on a 24/7 basis, you know, but I mean, that's going to be true about that one. We know we're getting lied on. And then again, you know, everybody want to yell about, well, it's our Second Amendment. It's our right. But how many of you have actually read the Second Amendment? How many of you know what it says? It's one thing to yell, well, it's my Second Amendment right, and I'm supposed to, but have you read it? Do you know what it means? Okay, we're going to leave that right there for a moment. I'm going to give my shout-outs. I just want to give you something to chew on in the beginning. Divine Design in the house, hey, darling. Then we got East Coast in the house. We got Enjoying Live. Hey, good looking. Then we got guests. We got a guest in the chat room, but I never see who we talking to. Let's see, we got guests. 1116, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy it. And we got one call already on the, in the chat room, and on a switchboard. So, you know, welcome to the show. It's going to be a good one, man. It's going to be a good one. Now, there's a reason why I'm talking about weaponry right now, you know. And, you know, I talked about, you know, the nine mics because, besides drugs, I think that's the main reasons why we have so many issues as we do now. You know, and like I said, everybody wants to say the Second Amendment. So, you know, in our conversation today, we're going to work the Second Amendment in because I do believe that there's a lot of individuals out there yelling Second Amendment and have no idea what the Second Amendment says. You know, you done jumped on the train about it's our right to bear arms. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about them things today. So I hope y'all ready, man, because I'm ready to get in some good conversation, enlightening conversation, have us some fun. I see H2O to hit the house. You know, I know he know about the nine mics from coming from Oakland. But we're going to talk about some things. All right? So, there. All right. Anyway, speaking of weaponry, now I'm sure all of you are aware that the U.S. of A. has sent 600 troops to Poland. Okay, under supposedly NATO, right? Under the guise of doing training exercises with Ukraine and all those individuals. They're Army paratroopers, y'all. They're not just regular Joes. You understand what I'm saying? They're not infantry. These jokers train to jump into areas. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying, but you need to hear what I'm saying here. They are Army paratroopers, 600 of them, in Poland, right there around the border. But yet, this is just a training exercise. Since when you need damn paratroopers for a little exercise like that? See, and this whole thing just stinks completely. It does. It really stinks. You know? And to top it off, see, and here's the other side of it you're not told if you're not paying attention to what's really going on. The United States has 67,000 troops in Europe already. Did you hear what I said? 67,000 troops in Europe already. So they're gonna scheme you on that 600. And they're like, that's all we got. But you got 67,000 already in Europe. Skip, hop in the jump. Bam, you in Russia, let's go to work. But see, you're not supposed to know all that. But what they did say, but they said it so fast, I think a lot of people missed it. They said it's first of a persistent presence of U.S. troops. Persistent presence of U.S. troops. So you think they just over there for a quote-unquote training exercise? Yeah, right. Like, I can go out there and buy me a hospital then. That's what I'm saying. Your government is always lying to you. Now, I know some of y'all say, well, they did tell the truth. No, they didn't tell you the truth from the get-go because they're not over there on no damn training exercise. Just like Russia is over there building up troops, NATO is doing the same thing. And the reason why they say under NATO, because they don't want the American people to get upset about us putting more troops in harm's way, possibly going through another war. So what's the easy way to say it? Training exercise. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. I'm just telling you. Now, see, here's the other thing with this. You know, if something per se would happen to one of those soldiers, you know, well, it was just a training accident. You know, those of us in the military, we know how they work that wording. You know, it's all about key words here. Training exercise takes a little of the sting off of, look, we get ready to go to battle again. Now, see, the only, here's the thing about this whole thing. Only reason we really haven't went over there and got in Russia's behind is, number one, you got China looking at, and you know, China is over there looking. And, you know, China's torn, okay? They're not happy about what Putin is doing. Don't get it twisted. They're not happy about that because they don't want any separation at all. None. So don't think Russia's just sitting over there saying, okay, yeah, well, you know, we going and China going to jump in. No. China does not want that. They're not happy with the annexation. They're not. I'm telling you, they're not. Now, but don't get it twisted now, because you got Iran in that area too. And everybody knows Russia supports Iran. Iran is ready to do a fourth nuclear test. You don't think they think about putting it right there where everybody's... Woo! And North Korea. So, see, it's a delicate world over there right now. It really is. But I'm telling you, we finna go to battle, y'all. Hate to say it, we finna go to battle. Of course, why not? The U.S. decide they're going to drop the numbers of troops, you know, they have anyway, so why not? This is a perfect time. Perfect time. You know, and basically, every country knows now that the United States, as far as foreign policy and sanctions and stuff, it's only words. It's only words. Right now, they feel America has no backbone whatsoever. That's why Putin doing what he's saying. Putin saying, forget y'all. Forget y'all. I know you can't even get your Congress to do anything. See what I'm saying? If you wanted to, you got to go through Congress, and y'all not getting along. So why? What makes you think y'all gonna be able to stop me? You know, and once again, all those countries around that area right there, all of them belong to NATO around Russia. You see what I'm saying? NATO can't have that going on because they lose strategic spots like that. It's one of those situations where you have to really pay attention to what's going on, y'all. Yeah, we got 600 troops under NATO in Poland doing training exercises. They're Army paratroopers. So these guys, you know, they jump out of planes, y'all. They jump out of planes. They're used to covert activity, all right? They're used to operating behind enemy lines when nobody knows they're there. Get it right, y'all. Y'all better understand what I'm saying. Your government is not telling you the truth. And the more we fall for it, the more we fall for it, the more they're going to try and get away with it. Okay? I just had to put that out there. Just had to put that out there. No, so y'all will know. Because, see, it's really one of those things where it's kind of died out now. They put it out there, then they letting it die down. Because somebody is going to figure it out. No? So let's keep that in mind. Divine Design says, Georgia is closer to India than it is to the North Atlantic. Russia has a history of being invaded by other nations. Poland twice, Sweden, Japan, France, Britain, and Germany have all invaded Russia. And I forgot the Ottomans. No wonder they are paranoid. Putin is a part of Russian history and remembers the millions of Russians who were killed from invading forces. Well, you know, that's good, Divine. That's good. However, ain't nobody ever want to think about Russia right now. Hey, we got enough issues going on here. Russia went back and, quote-unquote, annexed Crimea. Now, I know a lot of individuals say, well, you know, Russia, he didn't do nothing but go and take back what was theirs already. That's fine. But it don't look like you stopping right there. In that case, then, you so-called doing military exercises again all of a sudden. Come on. You know, it's nothing but a bunch of posturing and a bunch of jokers walking back and forth with their chest hanging, waiting for somebody to throw the first punch. You know how it is when you was a kid. You know, you in the middle, you getting ready to fight. Y'all just walking around in a circle, you know, shoulder to shoulder. You know, you push him. Then somebody in the middle say, you know, best man hit my hand, pop, lip, lick goes to you. You understand what I'm saying? That's all they're doing right now. So the question is, who's going to be to make the first move? Who's going to be the one, the bigger person to say, it ain't worth all this? But is it? Is it worth all that? Apparently somebody thinks so. There's some stuff going on now. You know, some say it has a lot to do with gas prices. But last week I told y'all, here's the problem also. Some representatives in the Senate have investments in Russian companies. Y'all didn't hear me. So if a push comes to shove to where they have to declare war, which will be interesting, what I'm curious as to what, you know, what would they say? No, how would they vote? Interesting, huh? Well, maybe it's just interesting to me, but hey, that's all I got to say. You know, that's my opening rant. Now, maybe I told some of y'all think I'm going crazy, but I know what I'm talking about. I know that much. You know, and it fits in with Hand Me My Nine, Mike. You know, and you know the thing? I don't know if y'all remember back in the 70s and 80s, there was always a thought that Russia had operatives here in the United States in their own little communities living as Americans. Did y'all know that? And guess what? They still do. You had some of them working right up there in the Pentagon. That's right. In the Pentagon. You know? You know? And then, now they have a series on TV, the Americans with the Russian symbol on it. So you don't really know who you're dealing with anymore. Divine Design put up something real interesting. Earlier this month, Andre Kustin president and chairman of the powerful Russian VTB Bank, said that much of Russia's oil industry was ready to switch from the dollar to the Russian ruble as payment for exports. Boom! Bam! Boy, the bells are ringing now. The bells are ringing now. Y'all see that? Oil industry is ready to switch from the dollar to the Russian ruble. Boy, y'all don't think that's an issue? Y'all don't think that's an issue. Because we know what happened to people who want to get away from the dollar, don't we? Some kind of way they're just overthrown, you know? Or they just vanish and die. Y'all better wake up and smell the oil. Or the dollar. Now, there it was. Man, that's where the rubber hits the road, right there. We can't have that. We cannot have dollars being switched for anything else. No, that deflates the value of the dollar. And we all know the dollar is not worth much today. But dang it, it can't stand too many more hits. That's for sure. So y'all better keep up on that, because I'm telling you, y'all be out, we about to get in some things. All right? So that's it right there. All right. You know, I promised a couple of people some things yesterday, and I'm going to hold up to it. Divine, that was your story we didn't do yesterday. That was it right there, okay? So I got you. All right. All right, let's see. Last shout-out here. We got Antoinette from Detroit. Deep H2O, Divine Design, East Coast, enjoying life. Granny Gunja, I got you today, too. Guests, 1133, 1157, 1161, 1166. And, of course, we got Renee Bass in the house. All right, so. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, let them thank Detroit. They'll be okay. If they come looking for you, they look in the wrong place. Okay? My bad. I knew that, too. But anyway, so. I want to give them shout-outs to those individuals. And anybody else who want to join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right? And you want to be a part of the show, call in and have us give you a voice and listen to what you have to say. 347-838-8622 is the number. Call in. You want to say something, press the number 1. I'll see you on my switchboard, and we can chat it up. All right? Also, if you just want to send me an email to be read online or just send me some notes or what have you, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. All right, those are all the ways you can participate in the show. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm just getting started. I am just getting started. You know, like I said, that was the beginning. That was the beginning. Oh, I got some more to talk about. I really do. All right, so. You know, I got what I have to do now is go ahead and get Granny to shaking her shimmy because I did promise her some reggae. So we're going to go on and knock this out real quick. We all going to get readjust, get comfortable. We come back, man, we talking about Georgia and their new firearms law. All right? So without further ado, here it is for you, Granny, Mr. Bob Marley.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up for your right. life and up for your right.
Lord, Lord,
get up, stand up,
keep on struggling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah,
we're sick and tired of your easy kissing game. Diamond, go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna do? Stand up for our
rights. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You better
get up, stand up
in the
don't
morning.
Don't give it up.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up. Don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your rights.
There was y'all, Mr. Bob Marley. Woo! Get up, stand up. Well, you're right. There you go. Now, if y'all listen to the words of that, I'm telling you, man, if you listen to the words of that, hey, he telling you. And look, Granny God, you go ahead and putting it in the chat room anyway so you can read it. That's right. Renee Bass said they don't want this type of music out there anymore. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're welcome, Granny. I told you I was going to get you. All right. And y'all both are correct. All right. So, oh, Lord have mercy, y'all. It's a special day here on Let's Talk because I see my boy, Mr. Lewis, in the house listening. What's up, brother? It's been a while. It's been a while. All right, but anyway, I know it is. All right, so here we go, y'all. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. The next topic up for discussion today on Let's Talk with the topic of Hand Me My Nine Mike. For those that don't understand that, your 9mm handgun. Georgia. Georgia, y'all. Georgia. Oh, Georgia. It's screwed up. All right. Here it is. Now, I'm just going to say here it is. All right. Georgia. 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 Their wonderful governor, Nathan Deal, has decided Georgians are able to now carry handguns in places like schools, bars, churches, and government buildings. It's called the Safe Carry Act, or as the media has dubbed it, Guns Everywhere Bill. You know, that's interesting. And you know what? It also bars law enforcement officials from checking gun permits. To check, you know, actually see if that person carrying has a permit. Now, we going to stop right there right now because now, with all this stuff going on, yeah, it's illegal. So if all this stuff is going on, why do you handcuff your officers as far as checking to see if they got permits? You know, and what's really going on with this governor here in Georgia? You know, what was he thinking about? You know, especially allowing schools, bars, churches, and government. Now, I know there are some of you out there. I know this. Some of you out there, you won't claim, well, they should be able to carry the weapons because of all the mass shootings, and you don't think there's going to be more? So now, if somebody comes in shooting people, you're going to have three or four people pull out their weapons and start shooting back. Now, that's more individuals that are going to get hurt. Where's the logic in that, y'all? Where's the logic? I may have missed it somewhere, but where is the logic? Where is it? But yet, he passed it. It's law. It is law. Now, Here's the other thing. School districts, they can carry in the schools if the districts allow some employees to carry it. All right? But here's where the rubber really hits the road on this thing. Here it is. Fellas can use the state stand your ground laws as self-defense if they feel threatened. What? They used to, what? What was that? Fellas can use the state stand your ground rules as self-defense if they feel, telling me now, felons can walk around carrying guns in Georgia. Are you kidding me? And they can shoot someone and say, I felt threatened. That's the key word again, I felt threatened. Say, stand your ground. Are you killing me? Whoa! Wow! What? I'm telling you! Boy, I tell you. DPHUO said, it's a Georgia thing, Mr. Talk. JC Fubber says, that is good. Woo-hoo. I do all my shooting with a night scope. That ain't funny. Anyway. Woo! I'm telling you. Hey, one off facts. Welcome to the show. I see you, boy. I thought you'd slip in on me. It didn't work. Ebony and ivory. Okay, let me stop. All right, anyway, man, I'm telling you, my lines are lighting up right now, boy. I'm telling you, we have got it. So let's go on and get it started. We're going to open up all three of these lines right here with Mr. Lowe in the house. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hello, my brother. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hold your thought, though. Let me bring the other two individuals in. Okay, let's see. 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Shalom.
Oh, that's
Shalom.
Joe. That's Joe. I heard the little crackle. All right, let me bring this other young man in. All right, 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
I'm the one that's hated, but I'm here anyway. How you doing, Mr. Talk, Lowe and Joe? How you doing, everyone
hey,
in the chat room?
So you're the one that's what? Hated? Man, don't nobody hate
What's
you.
Up,
we may not
Talk?
Understand you, but we don't hate you.
You understand? Well, if you don't understand me, Joe would speak for me. Ain't that right, Joe?
Sure, if you want me.
Yeah, Joe don't understand you half the time. How he gonna speak for you? But anyway,
why not? I made him my
y'all.
Lawyer one
glad
time.
Y'all
he can make
it.
Me his lawyer.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, so we're gonna start with Lowe. Let Lowe kick this off, and then we're gonna just talk it out.
Shalom.
All right. So.
Why is anybody surprised with this? Nothing that happens nowadays should be a surprise to anybody. If there's a new law that says, hey, you got to eat a pancake every Tuesday, why should anybody be surprised by it, man? It's just a question that you ask. The laws that are being passed, and me for one, I'll be the first to say, hey, if somebody committed an offense and they served their time for, why continue to hold it over their heads? You put a felon on somebody, I'll be the first to say, I was a half a step away from becoming a felon myself, but because I was able to get an attorney instead of a public defender, then the police in turn had to wind up apologizing to me for breaking my rights,
violating your rights.
Violating my civil rights. So, like I say, because someone has been labeled a felon, people are quick to say, well, hey, you know, go ahead and put him in this category or her in this category over here. But no one knows all the circumstances to what happened in the situation. So I say if I was
okay.
if I went to prison, and I'll finish with this, and did my time, I don't expect to come out and to still have that against me. I'm done.
Well, you know what? That's an interesting theory to take and interesting thought process. But however, regardless, if you a felon, yeah, you did your time and you come out, right? Here's my thing, man. How are you going to be able to carry a gun, number one, let alone talking about you stand your ground if you shoot someone? Do you really think that's a logical thing to do?
Well, I ask you again, Mr. Talk, if I went to prison and served my time, then why would the term felon be still up on me anyway? So I did the crime, I did the time, that should have been that. So what else should there be behind that?
That should have been that. Okay.
That should have been that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. All right. I got you. Okay. Let's see. Let's go with Joe. Joe, what you got to say about that?
No, I think the laws are good. I think anybody should and everybody should carry a gun because the felons, ex-felons or people who've escaped from prison or people who haven't gone to prison yet, they're not going to obey the law of responsibility. They're going to get the guns no matter what. So, I don't understand, Eric. Well, I do understand because it's like 1984. You can hold two mutually exclusive thoughts in your head and think that they both count. If, as you said, there have been these mass shootings, and since you don't trust the government anyway, if you're going to have a crowded theater, and if you got 30, 40, 50, 100 people in there with guns, or some idiot goes in there with a gun, with an automatic rifle, because he's on psychotropic drugs, I think the people should shoot him before he shoots everybody. So,
but you know what, Joe? Okay, I understand that logic. However, my logic is, you got one person shooting in. Now, all of a sudden, you hear gunshots. Everybody's breaking and running. Now you got Joe shotgun in there. He gonna stand up and start shooting. Correct.
Right.
Now here's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You got everybody running. You think they're gonna take a chance to make sure they don't shoot no innocent person, or they don't get up and start spraying?
Yeah, because everybody's running.
How many people are disciplined, and how many people are actually disciplined enough to do that in that kind of time of turmoil?
It's about being scared. You hear shotgun shots or you hear an automatic rifle, you're going to duck. Now, the majority of people with guns, they probably run away. There will be a few who will duck behind the seats, pull out their weapon, and in their sights will not be those who are running. It'll be the guy with the weapon. Now, if there was nobody with the weapon, don't you think more people are going to die?
Well, yeah, but you also have to think of the first responders that are going to come running up in there, too. So you got bullets flying everywhere now.
Well, that's okay, because you want people with courage to
take down.
You want the people with courage to take down the guy that has the automatic rifle. Now, another thing. If a person has an automatic rifle and is looking for a target, do you think he's going to go into a theater that he knows has a bunch of people with guns, or do you think he's going to pick a theater that's in a gun-free zone that has no guns?
Well, that analogy you used before.
And?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're not
quick
asking
this. For you guys. Quick question. Who exactly is the cop? Not when the cops come in, who they not going to kill? When they come in shooting, who are they not going to kill? They come in, they hear guns everywhere. Who they not going to shoot? They're going to come in shooting everybody, and everything is going to be justified.
But here we go with that, though. You know, in order to keep the turmoil, the more chaos down, you know, why even allow it?
As I've already explained.
Get down. Like Joe said, everybody just get down and wait. Everybody just get down and wait.
It's not about just getting
down. You know what I mean?
Waiting. People are going to run. There will be those who will stand behind with guns, and they will shoot the guy.
Right.
All right.
Okay, now to answer Lowe's question.
Throw the chairs at him then. All right. Hold on. All right. I got y'all. All right, let me get to Michael. Michael, come on, because I got two more wait.
Wow.
It's your turn, Mike.
But don't worry about him. Go ahead.
Mike, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys want me to hurry up? Hurry up when it comes to me. But no, really, what Lowe said is really correct, and I think about the time. If a society is fearful that if someone committed a crime in the past and they did their time, and if they let them out, they're fearful that they're going to commit a crime, they should keep them in jail. What are you still fearful?
It doesn't make
any sense. Right, it doesn't make any sense.
I agree with that.
For one, Obama is about to, as far as crack cocaine and cocaine, Obama is about to release about 7,000 of nonviolent drug dealers because there was a bias from crack cocaine to powder cocaine, right? Most blacks got caught with crack cocaine. So these people are coming out. They have a felony, but they should be able to hold a firearm because they don't have a violent crime. But when it comes to violent crimes, if a person committed a violent crime and you let them out, the time is over. That society shouldn't be so fearful. So if they committed a heinous and violent crime, either you keep them in jail forever, if you let them out, let them be able to vote, let them be able to live like a normal American citizen, because we can't hold people's past behind them. It is a contradiction. You say, you know, we want to rehabilitate yourself and leave your past behind, but when they come out, society is still holding their past, you know, against
them. Hold on, wait a minute.
Wait,
stop. Hold on for a minute, Michael. Hold on for a minute. Let me get this to where I want it to go right now. We're not concentrating on them being a felon. Okay, we're not. I'm talking about the issue with the guns. Okay? If they're a felon,
right,
they're a felon. You know, so that's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't know what they did. Don't care what they did. Okay, but because all felons haven't done anything serious, you know, sometimes they get caught up in the wrong place. I understand that. But let's just go ahead and say the felons that were convicted for serious crimes, okay? We're not talking about, you know, the
as
drug
as
person got
as
caught.
Far as, what?
As far
violent
as what?
Crimes,
okay,
as far as
armed robbery, okay, as far as armed robbery, murder, things of that nature.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So
let's not.
So you just.
Well,
right.
I think
so,
what happened
so, so,
is. Wait, because
okay.
I think what has happened is we getting off the track and zeroing in. But I want to zero on. What I want to talk about is this law that the Georgia governor signed where basically you carry a weapon anywhere. That's what I want to talk about.
They did that before,
and
it wasn't that bad. That was during the Frontier Justice days, and it wasn't that bad. They did it before. I don't have any qualms with it. Hey, man, like I said before, and they bring up the thing with the felons. Oh, one good felon and another bad felon. We just had a congressman or whatever he was from Washington, D.C., got caught with powder, and they gave him some community service or something, so... We already know that stuff is going to be biased, so one felon or another felon, who cares? Like I said,
right.
I don't have any problem with someone carrying a weapon to protect themselves, regardless of what they did in their past. No one's past is squeaky clean. If that was the case, I'd never been married.
Exactly.
I would have never gotten married to anybody. Nobody. Nobody would have taken me.
No. Let me ask you a question.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question. What does the Second Amendment say about weapons?
Nothing. None of that matters when the government none of that matters when the government wants to make their point valid. None of it matters.
Oh, really?
They can go around that. Absolutely.
But Mr.
Todd, if they wrote those laws and made them, they have a way around them to get whatever they want done for them. We all know this, man.
Mm-hmm.
None of that matters.
Okay.
Only thing we can do is do our best to stay away from situations. If that means that now they've legalized it for everybody to carry a weapon, stay at the house more.
Well, Mr. Todd, real quick, I heard you talking to Joe, but I remember in another conversation, you said if you was in a restaurant and someone did something, your instinct would come in and you would try to do something to help. So it goes
to
what you were saying. Right. So you kind of understand what Joe was saying, right?
I understood exactly what Joe was saying.
Well, okay.
But I'm still saying, though, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to have everybody in there armed. So when somebody come in and start shooting, you just got a Wild Wild West scene like you're in a saloon. Everybody shoot everybody. Then you got more casualties than anywhere. But go ahead.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you're in a Target,
but let me,
you got to realize George Zimmerman was about to go to Target that morning. And you can go into Target, Kmart with your gun, Starbucks, just like in the Wild Wild West. And I'm just saying, and I agree with you, if everybody has that, if it's the law, you know, if the store is filled with 500 people, maybe 200 people may be in there with a weapon. It is what it is. You know, so
okay,
I think their philosophy is if, and I think their philosophy is if a criminal knows that when he goes into an environment that any one citizen could be armed, that may be a deterrent. Now that's their philosophy, but you know, that's what it is.
Okay, all right. Well, let's bring in Mr. Beasley and Mays and see what they have to say about it. Mr. Beasley and Mays, welcome to the show. How y'all doing today?
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Greetings,
hello.
Everyone. Let the lady
say, don't worry about me.
Let the lady speak first.
Oh, thank you, Beasley. Such a gentleman. When it comes to the
gun
thing,
we got to get away from that, man.
And everybody want to carry a gun. So what if somebody's gun go off by mistake and there's some dead people laying around? Everybody just start shooting because they don't know where the fire came from or nothing. They just want to carry guns. And
it happens.
I mean, you got a crazy sitting up in there. You got five crazy people sitting up in there with a gun. And they start shooting, and then everybody's shooting. There's going to be a whole lot of dead people for no reason.
I knew that there would be a pro and a con somewhere.
That's supposed to be.
Here comes the con.
It should be in everything.
Yeah, there
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. But like I said before, and I don't mean to step on your toes, Mr. Bosley, but like I said, Beasley, I'm sorry, like I said before.
No, go ahead.
If and only if the frontier justice situation couldn't work anymore, then let's stick with what we got. Let's stick with certain people come in and they kill everybody and then they kill themselves or the police kill them. So let's try the frontier justice. I mean, we've done it before and people respected it. Oh, I'm not really going to mess around and be stupid because if I kill so-and-so, then the person over there may have a gun also and kill me too. And I don't plan to die, so I'll just go ahead and keep my gun away.
But no, and then say you was in there and you was a hero and you killed everybody. The police came in. Who do you think they're gonna shoot?
I brought that up always. I brought that up earlier. I brought that up earlier.
And you were the one that saved everybody. So I don't think everybody needs guns in their hands.
I brought that up earlier.
And I don't believe in carrying a weapon.
Well, that's
because I don't like weapons.
Okay. That's fine. I'm sure there's a gun close by your house somewhere, whether you know about it or not.
I grew up with guns in my house. One up under the bed. Everybody did mostly.
Yeah, of course. But now we're talking about your husband's house, not your daddy's.
Well, I said I grew up with one. I said I don't like guns.
Right.
Thank
I don't God. Really. I don't really like. I don't really like them either. But I have one.
Uh huh. And why
you have too many?
Why do I have one? Because it's buck wild crazy out there. And in case anybody ever came in my house or bothers with me, I'm going to be able to stop that situation right there.
Right. You want to be able to protect yourself, right?
Right.
So,
right. I'm not going out looking for this question.
Let me ask this question. Okay. Now, I understand what y'all are saying. But if you get in a heated argument and get upset at someone and you have that weapon with you, are you more prone to pull it out and settle the argument.
That's what we need.
That's why I don't carry it. That's why I don't bring it in my car. That actually, it's hard for me to get to. You know, if somebody were to kick in my door right now, they might get the drop on me because I'm mindful of that. I'm very mindful of that because any little stupid argument can escalate into something,
right.
You know. And I'm sure it happens all over the country every day. You know, you see these shootings and you see things that happen. It could be, you know, it could, any little tiny argument can turn to a level of disrespect when people use the wrong words and someone shoots anybody, particularly these young folks, because they don't believe in fighting no more. You know,
but
they can't take an ass whooping, they don't believe in fighting. But I wanted to address your original point.
That's actually,
now
that's
the
actually
felon,
what happened.
Now,
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The felon being able to carry the gun, or the felon being able to have protection, understand your ground. That's just saying that the felon has some rights of citizenship. However, if that felon were to use a gun, you better believe he's going to get in trouble and go to prison for being
absolutely.
A felon with a gun. So the felon really isn't going to win there. And he might get the maximum term.
And I do know how.
And why is that? Because of the bias, or because they're looking at his past?
Well, you know,
and they're not looking at the instance.
in California, and even in the federal system, when you have a felony, it's a strike.
Right. See, that's the wrong with our society. But see, our society, I cannot punish my son, and I gave him a punishment, and then 2 weeks later, I'm punishing him or reflecting back or what he did. I already gave him the punishment. That's not fair. That's psychologically, that's not, I mean, that's messed up.
It ain't
we
really
all
fair.
Make our mistakes.
It isn't fair. But you know, a family relationship and the jurisprudence system are something you can't really equate those with each other.
Well, we need to equate with each other because it's human beings still dealing with each other, and that government is a part of us.
You know, but Mr. Talk,
really,
I'm quite sure we all know
yes.
how to shoot a gun, but that doesn't make us have to want to carry one just because we know how to shoot it and do it.
You know what?
Well,
that's
true.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to carry one. I know
yeah,
how to shoot
true.
One, but I don't like
you
it.
Don't have to. Here's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The people here right now who are against guns, if Trayvon Martin had a gun and shot Zimmerman, would be the very same people who would say everybody should have a right to have a gun.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
they would have said he was in the wrong neighborhood. He was living with his father. He shouldn't have been in there. They're going to get his Facebook pictures where they had him. And they would have turned
that
shit upside
down.
But
what I just said was that the same people who are saying you can't have a gun would be the exact same people who would say if Trayvon Martin had a gun and he shot the guy, it would be okay.
No, they would have said,
you're acting as though there's some hypocrisy with people that are
not really just pro-gun.
I'm not anti-gun, but I think when you look at all the gun violence and look at all the people that get their hands on guns that are mentally unstable, and look at all the things that happen.
If you look at the
there are 300 million. There's 330 million people in America, and there's 300 million guns.
The number of incidences that have been stopped by people with guns have outnumbered the number of incidences that have been stopped by cops. So people with guns have actually done a better community.
What about all the people that get murdered and killed every single day
by the criminals who would have guns no matter what the laws were?
But when the law kills somebody, go to prison and they say
necessarily criminals. A lot of times it's mentally ill people.
Mentally
mm-hmm.
ill.
A lot of the times it's regular people that just lose their cool. How many
people
at their work?
Hold on, Michael. All right. Now, as far as mental illness, you know, that's a good use of an excuse. You know, because there's no way you can tell someone's mentally ill because they may not be at the time they purchased the weapon.
Hello.
See what I'm saying?
And they might go off anytime.
We could be hit by the media.
You know,
the thing is, those cities and states that have no gun control laws or have the lowest crimes.
But, Mr. Shaw, if the police going
to
see it
that
way.
Nobody wants to listen to that. Let logic get thrown out the window.
But when you get stopped by the cops, they're going to see it that way.
I don't know if that's real logic or science.
You're putting yourself in danger both ways.
If you
because
have
if the
enough
cops stop
folks
you, somebody died, and they got a wallet, and they said they had a gun, and they
ain't
the reason they shot them. No proof.
And the correlation is strong.
Somebody's in danger by carrying a gun.
That has to be addressed. Instead of all this going back and forth and people arguing about whether or not you should have guns, should not have guns, just use logic.
We
okay.
are using it.
Nobody
just
here
logic.
Is using logic. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, logic.
What are you talking about? No one is using
logic. The more guns you have, and I'm not necessarily against guns, but
wait a minute, one at a time.
The more guns there are, the more shootings you have.
And the more guns they have, the one who's going to have the biggest one.
Do you think that criminals are going
to
care?
I
want
to go back to what Beasley said. If everyone says that and what Mr. Talk said, what about regular confrontation, because no one is going to be fist fighting no more, right? Because if two people with guns start to fist fight, they can claim stand your ground and shoot the other person.
So they ain't gonna. So if they're saying no one is, if everyone has guns, like the Wild Wild West, is no one's gonna fist fight. No one's gonna get into these arguments. And I'm saying if everyone has a gun, what Mr. Talk is saying, I realize that the end result may be shooting, because the mind controls the gun, the anger controls the gun, the mental state controls the gun. The gun don't do shit. Man controls the gun. Fox shit.
Right.
And that's a fact.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was right, Michael. That was a very good point. And one thing that people need to stop doing is relying so much on an impulse. Okay, I didn't like what he said to me, so my impulse kicks in. I'm just going to pull out a weapon and start shooting.
And you know something? That happens all day, every day, all over this country.
I agree with that.
To what degree?
All day. To what degree?
Mm-hmm.
To what degree? All I got to do is look. All I got to do is look at the local news.
Oh, I'll pull up a news story right now.
I'll pull up a news story right now.
Okay, and I'll say to you
what
you said to me.
You asked for an example.
Right.
There was a guy that walked in to the Los Angeles Police Department over there on Venice and walked in there and just started shooting. He died today.
There's a reason. There's a reason why that happened also. Why
are you talking about fucking? Yeah, but that's... Basically, that's out of the norm. I mean, you're talking about
personal. All this shit that happens when people shoot up something that's
out of
the norm.
Everything.
All this shit is crazy and out of the norm.
With guns, everything is going to happen. The thing that people have to be aware of is it better to have guns or is it better not to have guns?
Yeah, but if you're ignoring the destruction of guns, here it is. Here's a story right here. Deputies were investigating the death of a 15-year-old girl who was shot in the stairwell of an apartment complex. In the hood in Willowbrook, you know, that's by Watts. A 15-year-old girl gets shot by a gun. Joe, there's too many incidences to just blanketly say that everyone should have a gun.
Which would support my argument that criminals can have guns despite the law.
The criminals, you're going to be shooting criminals, and you think that they're going to have guns.
A 15-year-old girl might not even, the guy that killed her might not even been a criminal. It might have been her lovesick, jealous 17-year-old boyfriend.
And then they got a gun.
Who's now
and
a criminal.
I have a question.
My question is this, and I said it last week, a week before last when I was on the show. Why don't these sorry men be men? That goes a long way. And you talk about it could have been a 17-year-old lover. Who give a damn? Why don't these scary men stand up and say, you know what, I'm tired of this going on in my community, so the men stand together. If it never happens, you're going to get the police to come over there and kill everybody.
Hold on, Michael.
You know what, Lo? Okay, that makes sense. You're right. That makes sense. I agree with you on that. And we've talked about that before. But, you know, if you go by the so-called Second Amendment, it's interesting. Because, see, you know, yeah, it said everyone has the right to bear arms, but that was for a militia. Now, the key was once the military came about, you know, it was supposed to eliminate that need. But, you know, they're not reading that part because everybody want to say, well, the Second Amendment says we have the right to bear arms and protect ourselves. Fine. You know, but it did put it in the hands of the states, actually. You know, and that's the crazy part.
Nobody trusts government, but you want government to legislate guns.
Logically, it doesn't make sense. So what
oh, God, don't use logic, Eric, all right?
Right, good point. And I'll tell you why they put it in the hands of the state, because you're going to have one hand saying one and the other saying something else, so it's going to be confusing. That's why it's put like that.
Yeah. At the time, it was up to the states to defend themselves. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When that was written, it was up. The states were defending themselves. There was no national military. You know, but however, since it's there and nobody has said anything about changing it, you know, everybody keeps going, well, it's my Second Amendment right.
So, you know, in other words, nobody here trusts the government, but everybody wants
the
government
don't need
to
states
take
don't
care
need
of guns.
Protect, huh? Go ahead.
Who do you mean? What do you mean, everybody? I don't want the government to take care of me.
Well, that's what the government's going to do. If you don't want people to carry guns, the government's going to tell you who's going to carry a gun, who's not going to carry a gun.
They already
exactly
do that.
The government already
they
does
do
that.
Now.
That's what
that's
I said.
New.
It's exactly what's happening.
So how does that
but
equate
I would
to the government taking care of me?
They won't let me have one of those in the
That's what people think.
What was that, Miss Mayne?
People think all,
I really,
people
I
think, people
go,
think
I
all
think.
Kinds
you think
of dumb shit.
They gonna let me have that? No.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I would rather have a
wait a minute. We got too many conversations going on.
Thank you.
I was just asking the lady.
Go ahead, Mace.
I'd rather have a tank.
Go ahead, Mace.
I would rather have a tank. They won't let me have a tank. I don't want no gun. I want a tank.
Sit
right in my yard to take care of people.
That's just now. That's logic.
How's that logic?
Because Nathan's gonna be has the biggest gun. And who wants to carry a biggest gun with your little gun?
You know where it's
there?
Logical? If the cops have tanks, then the community should have tanks.
So, what happens?
Let me ask this question, Dad.
That is what we're going to
be. One question, Mr. Talk.
Hey,
what happens?
I'm asking a question right now. I'm asking a question right now. Thank you. All right, now. We all know, okay, the guns, you know, in Georgia, they're allowed to carry guns. But what does a gun have to do with a church? Why do you need a
why
gun
not?
In church?
Why not?
To be like the man
why
who
not? Went
to church and set up everybody.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I'm going
to
give you my answer if you're willing to listen.
Go ahead.
Anytime someone's being robbed and they know they're being robbed, they might as well defend themselves, for one. And two, when you talk about church, you just had an incident where a preacher, a guy came in there and shot the preacher, right?
Over his wife.
The guy came in there and shot the preacher because the preacher was screwing around with his wife. Remember that?
And his daughter.
It happened not long ago. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. Me personally, if I'm under the impression that someone is screwing around with my wife, I'm not just going to be the guy's friend. That's not to say I'm going to go and kill him, but, you know, if he's been to my house a couple of times and you know, we've shared moments and everything, then I would probably have more hatred towards that guy than anybody else in the world. Probably more than the doctor that spanked me when I was coming out my mama.
What about your wife? You know, she don't bear no responsibility?
Absolutely. Of course. I never said she didn't. But
right.
The man that came there and did all these things
right.
with me,
right.
He basically was just slapping me in my face.
If they got guns and bars, and then people
personal.
Get drunk, they do crazy things when they get drunk.
He just played you.
Wait a minute. Stop. All right, stop. Because y'all going all in a whole different realm. Let's say it with the weapons, okay? Because y'all, what y'all talking about now, okay. Yeah, but see, y'all going off to the man, and okay. So basically, you say you should carry. You feel that guns. It's okay to carry guns in the church.
Why not?
Okay, why not is your answer. Okay, that's
what
I want to
say. Absolutely, it's okay. And my answer is
it's okay.
If it is okay, and if I were to wake up someday and say, "Hey, this preacher's robbing me blind," I would probably take a weapon in there myself.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so let me ask this
question.
That's
why some people don't need guns.
In this thing here, this is Georgia law now. Who does it really affect? Can we even get an answer on who does it really affect? You know,
The people. Yeah, depending if you got a riding police department and you riding down the road with your
gun,
you got the right to carry it.
I guess you got to see how it plays out. But
mm-hmm.
the spirit of the law seems to empower people that are felons. That is they can kill somebody, you know, when they feel threatened. That's what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems. The message that it's sending. You know, he might be sending out a message of carnage and chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen right there. Sooner
right.
Or later they hey,
all
this
boils down to fear.
Let's take
you
all
send
the
it, you send, you send, it looks like he's
all
sending
this.
Out a. He's, it looks like he's given a permission slip that's, you know, that's real vague because you know when those cases go to court, you know, it's all up in the air. You know, the most obvious thing doesn't happen. So, I mean, it looks like he's inviting carnage and chaos and continue to fill up those private prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what? This all comes down to fear. Anytime someone wants to walk out or have the idea of walking out with a gun, and that gun is not to kill deer, it's intended to, and just in case something happens to me, that whole society, that environment, it's fucked up.
I know people that have been shot that won't go anywhere without a gun. Well, fear is kind of irrational because you're not really sure of what it is. It's false evidence appearing real. If you've already been a victim, you don't want to become a victim again.
There's nothing irrational about
false,
that.
Though.
Yeah, nothing irrational about to me.
No. Right. But if something, you know, if I was in a car accident 2 years ago, I shouldn't be fearful. I mean, I know I've been in a car, I'm a watch, but I shouldn't be fearful or have that sense of fear every time I drive now. It's over
right.
and done with. Let's move on.
Shit, I've been in car accidents,
but
behind the wheel, and it been a little skittish for, you know, months after the car accident. It seems like there's a car accident ready to happen every 5 seconds when you're out on the road after you have one. It's amazing.
Right,
there's not more.
But eventually it goes away, though. You don't do that shit now.
Would you take? Is it nice to have guns and bars and stuff where people get drunk and get crazy?
No. Some people shouldn't have guns.
Nice,
but you want to know something? We all go places, and people are carrying guns, and we don't know about it.
True.
The bar owner can say, put your gun on the table.
So the majority of the people...
On the table?
The majority of the people that carry guns are responsible
really?
With them. The majority of the people that carry guns are responsible with them. If not, they're
what
the...
What is the majority?
You know, I would say probably 97%, 98%, maybe 99%. But that 1% that carries guns, that's not responsible, and that has a hair trigger. Well, you know, society has a place for them. They're behind bars working for 12 cents an hour.
And when they get out, they'll have the opportunity to get another gun.
If they get out,
I'm thinking about the drugs. I'm thinking about the clubs, the nightclubs, when people get drunk and they have that false sense of that Superman S on their chest. Lo, you know what I'm talking about when people be strapped up. See, there's a whole lot of mix when this stuff going on. So it's pros and cons to it.
There's a lot of people go to the range and have guns that they don't think have them. And I'm surprised at all these people that have these guns and go to the range and just have fun with them and go put them back up.
Yeah,
they don't want to fire them around.
According to you people, if everybody had a gun, they put them on the bar and they shoot. I used to be a member
of this social club, and all the members older than me, they were all from New Orleans, the social club in Los Angeles, the Crescent City Lodge, and all these guys are 60-plus. Every last one of them carried a gun. Mm-hmm. Every last one of them carried a gun because they didn't want it. Because these are older dudes that can't get physical like that, and they're not dealing with any of this madness out here. They're going to shoot, and I can't blame them.
That's what I'm saying.
If somebody wants to hurt you, they can take out a knife and stab you. You want to have a band against
Cuddlemen? You got me thinking I might carry your gun when I'm about 70, 75.
Wait a minute. Let me ask this question. All right, so is it possible that we can say the older you are, the more mature you are, you're liable to be able to carry a gun and reasonably, you know, just carry it and have it there without trying to use it?
These guys never really use it on anyone, but they all carry guns. They all
and they know how to shoot them.
And they know how to shoot them, and they know how to be responsible with them. And they would get drunk, and they would even argue with each other in there, but it never got to the point of a gun. Well, maybe with one crazy one. Mm-hmm. He's from Lowe's Town in Louisiana.
Well, we're not talking about where Lowe is. Right, but we're talking about the whole state now.
Well, you
want
to know something? Tell the truth.
One of them,
Roland DeLarge, this is a true story. He got into an argument. Mm-hmm. He used to drink a lot, and he shot at somebody, and then some Mexican saw it, and he shot at them. And this dude went to prison when he was like 70-something years old. No, this is the true story. He went to prison when he was 70-something years old, and then when he got it, he was a barber. When he went up for parole, they asked him, they said, so, you know, Mr. DeLarge, you know, you're 74 years old now or whatever. He did 6 or 7 years in prison. He said he didn't kill anybody. He said, you know, we let you out. You're not going to shoot anybody. He said, well, you know, I can't promise you I ain't going to shoot nobody. They stuck his dumb ass in jail for 3 more years.
They should have.
Wow.
Let me Google his name. This is very,
well,
it's rolling
wow.
very
That's
different.
One time that you can lie, I guess, you know. Keep your thoughts
well, see,
to yourself.
Right.
I can't promise you I ain't going to shoot nobody.
Hold on, hold on. Here's the thing. And, Michael, you said it, and I caught it. I don't think anybody has. You talk about the whole state. You know,
right,
a
exactly.
whole state.
We're not talking about no country club, Beasley. We're talking about a whole state, a whole lot of minds and mentalities, and different types of clubs.
Now,
and again,
think
in
about
whole
it, we all know
states
it,
where there is no gun control, there the crime is down. But nobody wants to
what?
Listen to that because it might distort your argument.
What did you say, Joe?
Yeah, what did
Thank
I
you.
Say?
What did you say? Seriously, I didn't hear you.
In the states where there is no gun control, the crime rates are down. The murder rates are lower than those
in Los Angeles, the murder rate is as low as it was in 1966. But people are still getting killed.
Throughout
but it
the
is
United
the
lowest
state,
people, it's not stopping nobody from dying.
Throughout the United States in the past few years, all crimes supposedly have been going down. I don't quite believe those statistics.
Because
they're
telling
New York,
you those statistics and you got to believe
it's been,
it.
It's already been shown that the police have already lied on those statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Who knows?
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Now, come on. You know, I just did a show the other day, Joe. Your government is lying to you.
That was yesterday.
So you don't think they're going to keep statistics quiet like that, huh?
It's amazing. We had the show yesterday. It's amazing how people who don't trust the government want the government to control gun legislation. It's also amazing
see,
to me.
See, Joe,
how,
and here's my
well,
thought.
I'm not saying that the Indians have slave black people, and you still want to trust the government.
But it's fear on both sides, though. The government is fearful to have people armed, and just like we said, it's still fear on both sides. People that want to carry their guns because they're fearful, and people don't want people to carry guns because they're fearful.
You know,
shoot it out with people. We've had that historical reference. The Wild Wild West was not as wild, wild as people thought. People
You're going to be like going up in the South with them shooting each other. And they were brothers, and they're going to be shooting at each other again.
You know, the story of the Black Panthers is a perfect example.
They
were
allowed.
You had a group of men that got together to police their own, to police the police, because the police were abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there were no laws in California that stopped you carrying a gun within city limits. But they were so, you know, they were so vocal with it, they went up to Sacramento, and you got a bunch of black men in there running there with shotguns and guns and all types of guns. And not too long after that, they introduced legislation that you can't carry a gun within city limits. It hasn't stopped.
That's right. That's when it was.
It hasn't stopped guns and the proliferation of guns in the city. But what it's done, it's criminalized it.
Well,
and
man,
they also killed, and they also killed off the Black Panthers. Black Panthers.
So, may I ask you something?
Who, me?
Do you think people? Do you think people could try to manipulate the law? Because I think Zimmer may have tried to manipulate that law. People can manipulate. For instance, if you know someone's not armed, you start a fight, say, we were fighting, boom, I killed them, and then I stand your ground. They can manipulate the law.
I think he planned it all the way out. Because that guy in trial.
Is your name Joe Beasley?
Pardon me?
Your name Joe.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My middle name is Joe. Sorry,
is
go
it?
Ahead. I didn't know he was talking
about
Beasley.
Joe Beasley, but go ahead.
Is it? The thing is, people try to manipulate the law, of course. When you have two lawyers, a prosecutor and a defense attorney, in a criminal case trying to pick a jury, do you honestly believe that they're trying to pick a fair and impartial jury? No.
I'm not talking about the court stage. I'm talking about before it gets to the court. I'm talking about the incident, the fighting, and shooting somebody. Can somebody manipulate that stand your ground law to try to do something.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you have to worry about, too, when you're making the law. You have to worry about that.
Can I respond to that?
Hey,
yeah,
so wasn't there a guy that talked? Hold on. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to get this a little in right here first. Renee Fan says, twice as many suicides with guns than murdered with guns in America. So, in other
twice
words, twice as many suicides killed themselves than were murdered.
So,
huh?
So what's the point? So
the
somebody
point is this.
With a,
you know,
somebody who's bent on
suicide
took a gun, and it was probably men because women don't do it, and shot himself.
Because people kill each other psychologically more than anything. That's why suicide is high. Because people put stress on people. Now, I'm not saying that's an excuse for suicide. But, yeah, I mean, you know, some people are just weak-minded.
Some people
I think they should change
people,
the name of
some
America.
Some people live to put stress on people, one angry Jew.
Exactly. You can't let them do it. They say pork kill you high blood pressure. We give each other more high blood pressure more than pork, dude. Some pig feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. You really had to go there, right?
No, what you're saying, that isn't true. I mean, people do give each other, more people are more hostile than they are friendly. And they stay hostile longer than they are friendly. This is the way the whole world is.
I think people are fake nice and civil. If I go outside and I walk down the street just about wherever I am and I were to say good morning, people are going to say good morning back, completely strangers.
And that same person the next day, if you look at his wife wrong, he might want to start a fight with her.
I shouldn't be looking at his wife wrong, but,
Yeah, but I believe that if the human species leaves this planet and goes to other planets, those planets are in dire danger.
No, some people put planets in danger, and people, too, cause them to be the way they are.
You know, if we go ahead and use that, I just thought of a solution that may, you know, make people more I guess the word I'm looking for, cautious, before they get angry and pull theirs out, is you require everyone who's carrying a weapon to put a sticker on their vehicle. You know what I mean? Let the other person know that, yes, I am carrying a weapon.
And they do that anyway.
I mean, then, Joe, that goes back to what you were saying. Mm-hmm. So you know this person in this car got a weapon, so if you want to have a beef with them, you already know they have a weapon.
They do that anyway, not by law, but a lot of people are bound to have their weapons, and they put on the bumper stickers that, I'm carrying a shotgun, or they put on longhorns on their car and stuff like that.
Mr. Talk, I think it's a good way for some of the people that want to get rid of their friends and get mad with them, they just shoot and kill them and say, I'm standing my ground.
You know what? I like the conceal thing, but...
It's just like Chaney shot his friend in the face. Nothing, they ain't even go to jail. That's a good way, because more hunters are killed every year doing hunters than anybody.
And that poor man, Chaney shot in the face, was so shook up behind that, he apologized to him for getting his face in the way of his shotgun blast.
Well, those are high politics.
I'm going to tell you, it was simple. That was no accident. They was trying to get rid of that guy.
That's how I say you do it. That's a good way for them to do it.
They
was trying to get rid of the guy, and he just did not.
You talking about Chaney?
Yeah.
It's about the one that want to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what it's really about.
On a pheasant hunting trip?
Sure, why not? That's a perfect excuse.
Well,
that's when most people are killed.
Maybe
on
I think probably
he helped to kill 200,000 Iraqis. Why wouldn't he kill that lawyer?
Because of the witnesses. He may have been trying to kill him.
Right.
The witness was his president. The person he was with.
They had Secret Service. They had other friends there. I mean, it would be a lot. It would be very messy.
Hold on now. You know, this brings up another point. Let's just say this account is true and it was an accident. Should some fucking fumble fingers idiot like Dick Cheney be allowed to carry a gun and he's shooting people by accident?
Everybody.
Well, he fumbled. None of them old jokers. That's not one with heart issues. No.
Now, it's
that's a good
answer.
It's
one thing for someone to be angry or mentally ill, but what if just some dumbass just doesn't know how to handle a gun right?
Reckless.
And shoot people by accident?
That's what happened in the bar when the guy, who was it, the wide receiver
but that dumbass shot himself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Oh, Lord. Hold on for a minute, y'all. I got somebody else want to. Ooh, I got somebody else want to come
don't
in
you take
on this conversation.
License, driver's license, don't you? Mm.
But shoot, Mike, they don't do that often. But I mean, they do, but it takes so much. But hold on, let me bring.
If you get enough points,
this
you
other
get
call
points,
in.
You could
let me bring this other call
points.
In. Did I just say let me bring somebody else in? It's a hush.
All right.
All right, y'all. Y'all listen to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. You want to get in on the conversation, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you get in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And those are all the ways you can participate in the show. We have 38 minutes left. For you to listen live, so you need to be on the phone lines if you want to continue here live. All right, let's see. Area code 816. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Renee.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. How you guys doing?
What's up, Renee? How you doing, Renee? What's up with you?
Hello, nothing much.
Nice to hear your voice.
So, what you got for me? What you got for me, Miss Renee?
I definitely do not agree that this should be happening. It's just basically it's too many issues, and just with Trayvon Martin and Jordan Davis, I mean, that's an example right there of people who had a gun on them and used it because they were pissed off or upset. And that's, it was young black boys that died. So that's the issue that it's not really, really big. But if it were white boys, then it would be different. But I think it's just, it's not good. People already don't have control of emotions. And it's just like a trigger, you know, just right there. I don't think so. And then, too, someone brought up suicide. And that's a good point, too. You know, because you could be feeling bad, you know, or something going on, and then you decide to take your own life, and you have that gun, it's accessible, and, you know.
I think people should be allowed to commit suicide. I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, yeah, but like they
really?
Say, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah, how can you stop somebody?
But if somebody wants to kill themselves and they're not harming anybody else, it's their life, they want to take it, go ahead and do it. If you're miserable and you don't see your way through this shit, you should be able to push the button if you feel like it. That's just my opinion.
I mean, that's just my opinion. No, but that depends on who the person is. Because if it's somebody you care about and love, you probably wouldn't feel that way.
Well, I probably might
would
miss them
feel
when
like
they were
I
gone,
wish they
but,
stayed.
But I would understand they were in pain and enough pain
well,
and they had
what,
enough
Renee,
anger.
You know what, Renee? I have to disagree with that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I remember I was dating someone, and they wanted to do it. And my stance on suicide is this. If you want to do it, go and do it. Don't, you know, when I hear people say attempted suicide, the first thing I say is they really didn't want to die.
Right.
Because anybody who really wants to get rid of themselves, they're successful.
Well, maybe they didn't try to not.
Listen.
Women use more guns for suicide than men do. Believe it or not.
Do they? I thought men used guns
more. Successful.
Maybe they didn't tie the knot right. Maybe they didn't tie the knot right, Mr. Talk.
I thought women used poison.
Let me get back to what I was saying. I had a girlfriend, and she just wanted to. She said she was going to do it. So we sat down at the table. She put all the stuff up there. I said, well, so you going to take it or what? She said, yeah, I'm going to kill myself. I said, okay. I said, well, I'll tell you what. No, she has some rat poison and something else. She took it. I said, well, so she took it. So I said, okay. I said, well,
You let
I'm
her
going
take
to the
it.
Gym. When I come back, if you're alive, you're alive. If not, hey, I just call the right people.
Rat poison is a rough way to go, man.
That's rough. That'll
because
be rough.
Because
rat poison
is craziness.
Well, hey, remember that, guys.
Wait a minute.
You took
Hold
it this far.
So
what
I'm
happened?
Just saying, Renee said that, you know, if it's somebody close to you, and I say, hey, if you want to do it. I don't care how close I am. You know,
uh-huh.
if you're going to do it,
right.
Do it
had,
right.
And then she haven't had a problem since having she missed the talk. She's been okay.
I had an ex-girlfriend.
She's been okay when you did that.
I wouldn't let nobody do that shit in front of my face.
Nah, I don't think
well,
I would either.
I
mean, like, let me go.
I mean, you love, you will want to.
But see, Mr. Talk said he left. See, Mr. Talk said he left. I don't think he was
tired
of her. He was tired of her crazy
Wait a minute,
ass
one
anyway.
At a time, please.
He was tired of her crazy ass anyway. I can imagine how much she stressed him out before she got to that point.
Mr. Talk, I had a niece like that. We told her she said she was going to take these pills. And everybody sitting around said, we can watch you take them. So if you want to take them, go ahead. She was 18
oh
years
God.
Old. And today she is 36.
Yeah, it sounds like my grandparents.
Now you
don't want to go nowhere. You don't have to tell us to rush
yeah.
to the hospital. Take them in front of us.
That's fucked. That's really fucked up. Like, if you really feel, you,
well,
if you
feel,
you
really feel that
you,
way,
if you, if you feel that unloved, let me show you how much we really don't love you. Go ahead and take them pills.
Right.
No. You know what? No, here it is. No. Here it is.
You guys
it's
are
not
cold.
That you, it's not that you don't love them. You love them enough to go ahead and let them do what they're going to do.
See, that, I get
so
that.
So you mean to tell me you would let somebody drink some Drano right in front of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I can't rock with that.
They're not going to do
Come
it.
On,
hold on,
I'm not going to watch that, yo.
I had an ex-girlfriend called me on the phone, told me she was going to kill herself. I'm like, you ain't going to kill yourself. And she said, I am. And then all of a sudden the phone dropped. And I panicked and called her mother. Her mother ran to her house. She drank a glass of CLR and had her ass in the hospital for a week. She didn't
Whoa.
Die, though. CLR. Stuff, it's like Drano. It's the stuff that cleans drains. It's all kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm like, you really did do it. I thought you were drinking some Hawaiian punch.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
But it's the fact that you have to deal with it after they take the pill. If they take it and you find them laying out, you got to take them to the hospital.
She wasn't over there when she did it.
No, I wasn't over there. I was on the phone. She called me on the phone, told me she was going to do it. I thought she was bullshitting. I was like, go on and do it. And then the phone dropped. I didn't hear anything. I called
her
mother.
You helped her do it because she was probably looking
man,
for you to show some
crazy.
Compassion.
She
crazy.
No.
You had her go ahead
you know
and do
what?
It.
You know what? If I had to do it all over again, I probably wouldn't have encouraged her. But she, you know,
mm-hmm.
why are you calling me to tell me you're going to do this? You know, we ain't been together in 5 years.
Because she wanted
to do it. So when you went to your funeral, would you have told the, her family the story? Would you
right.
you told her that?
Man, I got a big mouth, and I would like to tell a story. So I'd have probably told a story, and I'm surprised I haven't told you. Until now. So I said, yeah, she crazy as shit, and CLR, if you ever want to kill yourself, this shit works. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do.
But
come
on say, now.
No,
but
I don't know what I would
do. She like living. And she always started laughing.
Well, anyway,
so
I did want to say something
I'm
about
sorry,
the,
I'm sorry, not a reception.
I wanted to say something about, remember the movie theater? And the guy killed the guy
uh-huh.
because he was talking too loud.
The police.
Like that.
He threw the popcorn on
him.
Like the
and he had a gun.
Chief. Yeah, the
yeah, and he
chief.
Killed this dude over talking loud to his babysitter or something. And it's
the guy
like,
was
really?
Talking to, then the man threw popcorn on him, and that was that
yeah,
was, that
popcorn.
Was, but guess what? That police chief dude is still in jail. He's catching
yeah.
hell, but he shot a white man.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. They got to give each other.
Wow.
And then everybody called
so
everybody's caring.
But see, this is all in
wow,
to me. It's just getting us ready for more things that they want to do. You know, it's just a process.
You're right.
And, you know, now because we have to remember all these militias out here. They have guns. They have ammo, everything. You know, and black people, we run around in the hood
oh, no,
with a
we
gun.
Got them too.
Black people got guns, too.
We run around the hood with a gun, but we don't have what they have.
Mm-hmm. You keep on saying.
Going to the hood on New Year's, going to the hood on New Year's Eve, that shit sound like Vietnam.
Oh, but see, that's,
you,
listen to what
yeah,
he's saying, y'all.
Listen.
You know what? I can make y'all listen. I mean, I ain't got no problems with it. All right. Listen to what she's saying. What Renee is saying is, yeah, we got guns, we killing each other, but look at what happened out there in Nevada with that that one white rancher. They came as a group. See what I'm saying? As a group, the so-called militia. You know, they are. They have their own land. They, you know, they do their own training. You know, and they just have. They're together. Yeah, we got plenty of guns, but we use them on each other. You see what I'm saying? We don't stand for anything with our guns, with our weapons.
Then look at all these white people. So you'd be surprised. Look at all these people doing that doomsday, the doomsday thing. You know, they're getting their stuff together and stocked up and all that. Black people, y'all better wake up.
Y'all
better wake up. So these people are getting it together. They got their guns. They got ammo. They know where you at. And they're going to be looking for you, and it's more of them than us.
Now
you got a race war.
Okay, hold on. Now go everybody check.
Go ahead, Mace.
I'm surprised that people don't know how many black people go to the range, how many people got all kind of weapons, and they're black.
Okay.
Mace.
Okay, we understand that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what we're talking about here is being organized. You know,
well,
like the Black Panthers were. Let's say Black Panthers. They're not organized because we're going out here. Yeah, we buying guns. Number one, we're using them on each other. Number two, where do we have a black militia? Where? In what state?
We don't need one because if we have Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California got quite a few black militias.
No, they're in Chicago.
Okay, can I slow down for a minute?
But they're shooting up the other militia.
You remember when they went and shot that man last month, the homeless man that was up in the mountains or wherever he was? What is the first thing they said when they shot him?
Mace.
They thought he had a weapon, a gun, or something.
Mace.
I'm listening.
I understand what you're saying, but it is not, it's still not the same.
Okay. Well, black people get
it. Yeah, because they are mobilized. These people are, they know what they're doing. They got it together. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
We run around in circles.
Now that Georgia has came out with this law, I guarantee you're going to see a whole lot of black men walk around packing with their guns on their little slingshot, and you're going to be surprised.
When I see them,
I don't even, if I'm in a restaurant or somewhere, I don't care what color you come in there with them guns, I am leaving. I don't even want to be in the present when you cross, when you get your race right going and you cross it up. I don't want to be a part of it. So that's why I leave.
What? Well, anyway, they,
I just
told
my nephew, don't bring your gun in my house. He walking around with his holster. Know how to shoot, go to the range. And got one that got all kinds you can name. That's why
the
next one who wants the biggest one.
If you take out a gun, you better use it.
Oh, they know how to use them. They know how to use it.
I'm not saying they don't. I said, never mind.
And they're not going on the street. They're not in the news killing up nobody or going around robbing people. They know what to do with them.
I think you figured it out.
If you carry one, you know what to do with it, and you're not going around robbing nobody with it. But you know how to wound one, and you know how to kill one. Right?
Well, you know what? Here's my thought process on that, and I'm going
to
tell you the truth. Pull it, I'm killing. I ain't wounded. I'm killing.
But you see a guy.
I don't want you to come back later bothering me. I'm just telling you. That's the way I am trained. I'm not trained to wound. When I'm a wounded,
I know you were trained.
So you can take
a whole lot of like you were trained the same way.
Now, do you think a robber should do that instead of just, you know, you got my money? Well, I'm sad. I mean, somebody that's robbing somebody. They robbed them, take all their money. They can just go ahead and run, but then they wind up just killing the dude.
Do it all the time.
They do it all the time. Well, I mean, sometimes they don't. I mean, you know, luckily some people, but
a lot of them don't do it because they don't want to leave a witness.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. If somebody were to come in my house, I guess I would shoot to kill. If I happen to get into some type of thing out in the street, I would rather not kill nobody. I'd rather shoot them in the ass a couple times.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you, if I
just
have
an emotional world.
It's
too much of an emotional world to have guns just on everybody.
I will have to scrap. If he pulls it out, say, man, go on, put it down, let's handle this man to man. you know?
That happens in the movies, Mr. Talk. That happens in the movies. I just want to say something. People are going to kill people that they're around. So when we talk about black-on-black crime, it's always going to be petty issues. Most of the time, when people kill each other, it's over the pettiest ass shit, and that's why we got to look at the mind.
Right.
But having said that, I look on cable and I see these people, just like you're talking about, the kids 11, 12 years old at the range at the guns. Now, I'm picturing, wow, would they want to show a black family? Hold on, listen for me now.
And
we talk about the media images.
And I told you.
I would just, okay, yeah, it's your show. Go ahead. I wasn't finished. But
no,
go ahead,
I just wanted to ask you a question before you ran off somewhere else. Those at the range, what color are they, Michael?
They're white. Well, no, I'm talking about on TV.
Exactly.
No, I know. I know some people go to the range. I go to the range. On TV, they're white. But on TV, they're white. Okay, but listen. Okay, but I go to the range. I know other people that go to the range. So, right. But what I'm saying, do you want them to portray a black family on TV having a black 12-year-old boy shooting a gun?
They're not
going to
do that.
See, that's a different – right, that's all I'm saying. So when you're saying that we should battle up like them, I'm letting you know some people hearing black children arming up, going to the range and having a weapon, it's going to cause some fear. And I'm just saying it is the way in the world. But I'm saying when they portray that,
okay.
I think, well,
here's a new
this
flash.
12-year-old boy holding
here's
a
new,
Desert Eagle.
Here
like,
is
Will
a
gun.
News flash. Here's
we
a news flash. They're already scared of us, Michael. You haven't heard that before? They're already scared of us.
Shit, I'm scared
of them. That's why they have these militias. That's why they have the militia, because they're already scared of us.
Shit, I'm scared of some of us, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
The newsflash is that they think you're not prepared. You don't get your right hand
nothing,
or with your left hand.
We're not prepared, Maine.
We
are not prepared.
Okay.
We are not prepared. In the
you
black
might not
community.
Be prepared
we are not.
Where you live.
No, this is in general. We're not prepared.
Thank you.
Every military
Thank
man
you.
Is like, every black military man that's been in the
you,
military Renee. Knows how to shoot a gun and he's prepared for anything.
Well, what does that mean?
And I'm
what does that
whole,
mean?
It's just
that's
whole
not
whole
every black man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So hold on and look around. Look, just like you walking around with weapons on the side.
But that means
not
to
shoot them until they have to.
You know what? The idea of a race war breaking out. The idea of a race war breaking out and it being drawn blacks against whites, and there's going to be black police officers that are going to side with whites. There's going to be all kinds of. It's not going to be
Uncle Tom.
Straight down the line, right? There's white people that are there's wiggers that identify as black.
No, not with that. They white with that.
Yeah, probably, when it comes down
more
to
more white
it.
People, they have more guns, they're more organized, they're going to be white.
Bye,
yeah,
black maybe so.
They're beginning to drill out, so it won't be none of those either.
Say what?
Both sides is
yeah,
out.
What you say?
Nothing.
Nah, it's not. I don't think it's going to be a race war. They always been saying that for years. I mean,
there already really is a race war.
But I'm wondering,
really,
there already really is a race war.
But I'm wondering,
economic and mental.
Well, race no. But anytime an issue comes up and it's national and involves race, and it seems like these issues are being promoted and pushed on purpose. And it divides people. So there already is.
Well, it's real out here, though.
This is an issue.
Real,
but look,
racism
and only people
is
you're
asking
about
issue.
It is black people and white people. Man, Hispanics don't stand up.
Everybody's talking
not prepared
at one time.
Okay, this is an issue, though. We, as black people, we don't realize, and people in general don't realize, that a war is not always fought with bombs and explosives and all that. You can have a war in a different way. That's why people don't understand, like, with my documentary about what I'm having it about and all that. These things are still war. It's still war. It's using it against us, uh-huh. But it's not a gun, so people don't look at it that way.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I guess with the Hispanics, what do they do? They not prepared.
Well,
for
I don't know, and that's not really my concern. But
well, my concern
know.
Is that I know the black people are just prepared as everybody else. That's the way I see it. That's my opinion on it.
Oh, okay? Lord have mercy.
I've seen a car accident happen in New York City in the Bronx, and it was between a black person and a white Puerto Rican, and I've
mm-hmm.
seen the black and the beige Puerto Ricans, and the black Puerto Ricans side up with the white Puerto Rican. So their culture, they didn't identify themselves as American blacks, and one of them was
right.
blacker than the American black person. So it's a
because we are a special group of people. We speak American English, we're black, and we're part of the ethnic culture, and we live in Western civilization, and we're not going to work for cheap labor. Not going to do it. We're a special group of people.
I'm wondering, all these people that's passing these gun laws, I don't see no black mayors passing no gun laws like this. So what's with this?
Well, really? That was the governor, so no mayors need to pass it.
People, I don't see no governors doing it either. I don't. We have a black.
How
many black governors are there?
I don't think there's any.
That's what I'm thinking about.
His name is Patrick something. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Patrick.
I can't think of his name at the moment.
Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can count him on one
like
hand.
That.
I know that.
You can count a whole lot of them.
No,
people that have power.
Patrick Duval, he used to be in
yes.
the Justice Department.
Uh-huh.
I think, is his last name Duval? It's something
yes.
like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he ain't really black.
One.
He ain't really black
no,
anyway. He black like Obama.
You know, but
well, whatever.
You know, that's
I'm just teasing.
That's
I'm just talking.
My new thing, though.
Right.
You know, that's a minute thing, regardless. You know?
But see, this,
it is.
This
no
is
all black
it's mostly in the South.
Huh?
It's mostly in the South anyway. Because the North
well,
and the South don't really like
why?
Each other anyway.
Look,
don't really
well,
like what?
It's in the South, yeah. But
the
see,
North
you
and
have
the
to
South
understand
don't like
too.
Each other.
Listen, woman. All right, it's in the South mainly because you know the South has always had you know their little issues and they bleed
yep.
and carrying their guns and waving their flags. Now
you still got it. Mm-hmm.
The NRA, you know, basically has the West Coast covered anyway. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
if they get the South into it, then it's already, man, I'm telling you, it's hard and popping. But like I said, we're already there, but, Maze, you keep talking about this person or this group. The thing is, the white individuals and whoever else got their militia, and they organized and they ready to roll. Like I said
mm-hmm.
before, we're too busy shooting at each other to worry about coming together and getting our own selves together. So if this thing was the power of number one, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Now, if this thing actually pops off, in reality, it's not going to be black versus white. Okay, it's going to be citizens against the government. That's what it's going
really?
To be.
Okay.
But, you know, if we don't have ourselves together, there's still going to be an issue because we're going to be out there with our butts in the air. See
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So that's what I want to say.
His name is Duval Patrick.
That's
what's going to
happen.
The governor of Massachusetts is Duval Patrick, not Patrick Duval. I knew something was wrong.
But
look at how powerful
right. they are. If you look at the NRA and all this, we've had all these quote-unquote mass shootings and everything happen with guns. But yet, things still keep getting passed.
That's
a good
point.
So this shows you the power that they have.
They're very powerful, and they're so powerful, and they're so well-funded, there won't be
right.
any gun legislation.
Yes.
There won't be any gun
no,
legislation.
No, there won't be.
They're
nope.
super powerful.
I mean, hold on. Well, somebody was beaten, but they hung up. Okay, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in.
Hold on.
111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
I'm thinking conservatively. I've been watching and listening for the last 10 minutes or so.
Well, hello, thinking conservative. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And just so we're clear, I am black. have been for 58 years. I know
well,
I don't sound.
Nobody cares about that, but go ahead.
Never know.
Only Renee cares about
thinking about
that.
It. I'm sorry. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, this fine. Okay.
Hey, all right.
Renee,
know, cares
about
like said,
Renee
been,
and Lowe,
like
go
said,
ahead. What you got to say?
No, it's okay. Like I said, you know, people don't know. I mean, a lot of people make the mistake of assuming that our color tells us how we talk, but it's where we're born
right.
and bred. That tells us
right.
who we're from. And I'm from California. Oh, please. I know white people who sound blacker than you.
Okay.
You know,
well,
it's
I don't
all
know
about
exactly.
where you're
I'm white too, man.
You have a hard
I'm
time to defining sounding black. Say what you're going to say, though, so I can disagree with you.
Okay, here's the thing. All right. Number one, okay, words have meaning. And when you start using words like militia and all this other stuff, you got to be you're not being clear. Militia don't have nothing to do with blacks and whites. Militia is when we sit up there and when everyone is focused on the one issue, and that issue is the government.
Oh,
that's what that's about. Okay, and so
what is
the
militia?
Next time you, I'm sorry.
What is the militia?
That a militia is when all of the America. Or all of the citizenry, or all of the people go against the big authority. Okay.
No, before they got a military.
No. The true definition of a militia is an army or other fighting force of non-professional fighters.
Thank you.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right.
But
that's no, right. But
that's what a militia, and I'm reading from the definition.
That's right.
But
you
go
know,
make
got,
your point.
I can fix this.
Okay, Dad, go ahead,
okay.
ma'am.
Okay, so now, so you've got that down. So that's really what this is about, all right? Number two, when you're talking about blacks not being able to have access to guns, that's not true either, okay? I come from a whole family, a whole history of people who did nothing but go to the shooting range.
No one's saying
okay?
that.
Oh, no, I'm not. I understand that. What I'm saying, though, is that most of you do know the history of the NRA, right? You do realize that the NRA came as a result of blacks being killed
right.
by the KKK. And so basically they're the ones who sat there and gave us the ammunition. When the KKK saw that we had hold of guns, guess what? They went to another neighborhood.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, with the militia thing, I mean, come on, let's be serious. A lot of these people already together, they live out in the country.
What
they
people?
Got their bunkers. Wait a minute. Yes. They got their bunkers and all that. Why in the hell, if a lot of these
that's
people,
right.
we know,
don't have the cut.
We know they're racist. Why would they want to keep a black person alive? They're going to take us out. If
wait
they
a minute.
To.
Who are you talking about? I don't know who you're
these
talking
militias.
About. Militia. No, a militia is more inclined to try to get you on their side. If you turn around there,
no,
yes.
ma'am.
I've been teaching political science and history for a long time.
Okay, believe me,
militias are very specific people. All right, when they turn around, when they get serious about the government, they're going to come to us and they're going to say, "This is the situation." Okay, we're going to put down all the other piddly crap, all that other stuff we've been fighting, because there's a bigger cause in our face. Do you want to support us, or do you want to go on and play with your piddly stuff? And if you choose to, you know, walk with them, understanding that what they're doing is for the survival of everyone, that's why militias go against government. Okay, they don't go up against race. They go up against government because the government is overpassing.
When the last time we saw a militia for the
people? I understand what you're saying. But don't you think that's a bit naive, though? I mean, let's be serious.
How
could it be naive? The Declaration of Independence was one, or was written based on that?
Tell me what you're talking about. I don't know. The ones that carry the rebel flag.
That's the ones we want to discuss.
I'm
the
sorry?
Militias, the ones that screaming about being militia and they carrying the rubber flag right along with
that's
them.
That's an example right there. Good point, man. Do you think these people are going to be looking out for black people? I mean, come on. They're going to see us as a dead weight.
Let us see.
I know. Why are you going to see us as a dead weight?
Let the lady talk. Let the lady talk.
Why do they need to be looking out for us? Why can't we, when are we going to stop looking for everybody else to wipe our ass? And when are we going to start pulling up? Okay, so why do we need that? Okay, if we become capable and start learning to stand on our own 2 feet and caring about our family, who we are and the things that we respect, okay, we don't need white people to love us. Okay.
I do
need them to respect me. I do demand respect, but they're not required to love me.
I'm with you 150%. That's what I always say, and that's what I said first. Black people, wake up. Meaning we got to get our stuff together. That's what I'm saying. But when you talk about, like Maine said, the people with the Confederate flag and so on and so forth, I think it's naive to think a lot of them will want to come to black people in the sense that they might see us as dead weight already. I just don't see that.
You'll be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to get back to the point. Hold up. Let's get back to the definitions and meanings. Now, Beaver gave you a meaning, and it's very clear. When you give your meaning of a militia, you're like it's the people, a certain number of people going against the left. Good. No, a militia can be 5,000 people, 2,000 people. It's the ideology can be anything. As long as they're trying
Wait
to...
Wait a minute. I never said anything about numbers or anything. I'm talking about ideals. I mean, a militia
can have any type of idea.
Big as the militia is not about size, although size has something to do with it. A militia is about a shared idea.
Well, if it's not about size, then why do you say, come on now, ma'am? You're talking about me.
Wait a minute. No, you're not listening. Tell me what you're saying.
First you said it has something to do with size, but then it does. Come on.
When did I say that? When did I say size? What was my reference to size?
Oh, my goodness.
I said it was about the people.
Miss Conservative.
Okay, this is not talking.
Beasy, handle it, Beasy. I'm finished, Beasy. Can you help me out, Beasy?
I thought you had her going down your rabbit hole, Mike. I'm going to let her
Why aren't you telling me? Why aren't you telling me what I said?
I'm not following no militia. That's why I'm not going to follow no militia, because they're a militia. The ones I'm seeing as a militia, they're not even out for no cause for me. The cause is the reason they're upset as militia. They're talking about the government, and they use it every day. And the man that was sent out there saying he was militia over some land he didn't pay taxes on, that he should have been, why should you be following him?
Did you hear what that man had to say today?
You know what? You're making a lot of noise here. I don't know what you're saying.
I defined militia
as the people, okay, against a specific cause. And in this case, militia is the government.
But what is your cause?
A militia, by definition, ma'am, is just is non-professional soldiers, is a group
That's
of people
right.
that have got together,
exactly.
right? That's
okay,
what a
so
militia
if I
is.
Say, if I say to you, if I say to you that it is about the people, okay?
I'm asking
America,
you what is your cause that you want to have a militia
people,
for?
About America, not about Army, Navy, or military. It's about people. If I say people, okay, you have to assume that's non-professional. Because
what
Americans
you form a militia
not,
for?
No, I try not to assume anything because I could be wrong. That's why I looked up the definition. And
right,
what
exactly.
A militia is a group. See, that's him and his militia.
Okay, well, you're absolutely right.
A militia, by definition, is a group of people that are non-professional soldiers.
That's right. Okay.
It doesn't say anything about size or ideology or anything, but to give some credence to what you're saying, most militias in this country are anti-government.
Yes,
Right.
Okay,
right.
And guess what? Most militias are
also... And many of them are anti-black also.
See, you're not even going to let me finish, okay? Most militias, I don't know what you're reading out of, but most militias are formed because of a shared cause, a shared ideology. Okay, so
that
you can talk about the you can talk about a militia as a generic thing. Yes, a group of unprofessional soldiers. That could be five people. Okay, anyone see that movie called Red Dawn?
No.
The one where they were all in high school or some crap like that, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was, you saw it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so those five kids sat there, and they were a militia. Because they were all white, they were all American. Well, wait a minute, I think there was a black one in the later one, okay? But they all shared in an ideology that they were America and those guys weren't.
I'll accept the definition.
And wait a minute,
let
me say something, please. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. I agree with it, some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with it, actually, but I'm saying it is naive, in my opinion, to believe that these people who already have militias formed together are going to be
mm-hmm.
looking out for black people and trying to get us on their side. The world we exist in does not say that. And then when I look at all of these things that these people are getting ready, and I've watched several things on the militias, a lot of them people are staunch racist. They don't even like black people. They've got their,
their
bunkers. They got their food. They got everything mobilized. I don't see them coming to try to help black people. And we are the ones running
mm-hmm.
the circles. That's what I said, we need to help ourselves. So I don't see it on either
side. I agree with you. I agree with you that we have to take care of ourselves. But you know what?
Right.
I agree with you totally. But you know what? The number of racists, real racists in America, all right, is so small. Okay, that
what?
We're, I'm sorry, but it's true. Most of the people who we have been calling racist are actually people who are either scared or they're trying to protect their own. Come on now, you and I, if you have
what
property.
What about, don't leave
what
out, ignorant and the stupid.
Whatever,
don't leave out
the
ignorant and the stupid, though.
I got a whole list of that, okay?
Right.
And you all, the number of them are that small that the ones who are out there, okay, are the ones who are trying to convince the larger group. And the rest of them are just kind of walking around going, I don't give a damn about any of this. I just want to be able to work and go home and close my door so I can forget about everybody. Okay? That's really the truth.
Yeah, I can't agree with that.
There's
a very small number of racists, really?
Oh, please. Well, how many people are in the United States? Trust me,
Even if we just say prejudice, we don't even have to say racist, but we say prejudice. That's a small number.
But there's a difference between the word prejudice and racist. There's a difference in the word.
Okay.
Now, if you want to talk about that. That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Okay,
big difference. We have a lot of black people to call on this show.
Ouch.
All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm enjoying the conversation, but I can't get nobody else in here. Let me bring up JC in. Let me bring JC in so he can get a piece of this also. Okay, JC, you here. What's going on, man?
This is great. I love this.
You
had
me
muted.
Just don't know how much.
Prejudice and racism are two different things. I don't know why I was muted.
Go ahead, JC.
Okay, how's everybody doing?
All right.
Pretty good.
I understand the young lady that just called in, and I see she made it a point to make sure that everybody knows that she taught something in political, whatever that is, okay? Not to take away from that. But one of the things that she missed, she said that militias are made up of untrained people, civilians. That is not true.
That was not my definition.
But hold on. I want to talk without interruption, please, because I did not.
Then be clear on what your conversation is.
Ma'am, this is
a
democracy.
Let him speak. I did not give that definition.
Okay.
And
well, I want you to be my leader.
You more gangster than Sister Ngoni.
Okay. So what? So what she was saying.
All right, Beasley. So what
you got
to get with Beasley.
So,
all right. Go ahead, JC.
As I was saying, because I don't need to raise my voice. Anyway,
right.
What I'm saying is that a militia these days, and Mr. Talk, now you know you can attest to this, about 90% or 95% of Americans have been in the military. These militias these days, they are made up of civilian personnel, but
mm-hmm.
those civilian personnel have been in the military. So they no matter what, they are still trained to do what they need to do. Now, the definition, okay, I don't know what her definition is, but the definition.
I don't know why he keeps referring to me, but okay.
I didn't say you, okay?
Okay, get to the point.
A military that is raised from the civilian population to supplement a regular army in an emergency, okay? That's one definition.
Yes.
The other is a military first force that engages in rebel or terrorist activities, typically opposition to a regular army. Okay? So different definitions for militia, it just so happens, okay, and you can go ahead and yell now, that you have your own definition.
Okay,
I
don't
know
anything
about
this
you
need to have.
Well, the Constitution, we need to define.
I don't have any real desire. I don't really have any desire to argue over something like that. It doesn't make sense. Okay,
well,
militia has a number of words. Militia, there's a specific definition for the word militia. There was nothing wrong with the way you defined it. As a matter of fact, I agree with the way you defined it, especially when you use the illustration of how many people have actually gone through the military. I think, as a matter of fact, I think that makes perfect sense to me.
Okay?
Because if tomorrow we went to war, okay, and it was about the America against the government, 9 times out of 10, the civilians who have never lifted up a gun would be focusing on those people who have. So I agree with you, all right? I don't have an argument about that. As a matter of fact, that's pretty much how it works. You look for the strongest, the brightest, and the bravest to lead, right?
Now, can I ask you a question? What are you, what kind of militia are you trying to join to form something? What is it?
Who?
You. You said we could join the militia. But what kind of you?
I didn't say that. I'm not trying to. Well, I'm not. No, I don't do militias.
Okay. Well, I thought you were making up for them. I was just wondering.
So hold on. So in order for the government to change, isn't it going to have to be a militia type move?
That's what people are saying now. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, this place is getting so messed up, I would not be surprised. Okay?
But I'm asking,
I mean, you know,
getting has already been messed up and not getting messed up.
I'm trying to avoid that.
You don't see black people getting left behind?
I don't. I really don't. Because you know what? You keep saying that. But see, the truth is that you've got a choice. You can either look at the glass half full or half empty. And I've walked around here too. I've seen enough as anyone else. But here's the reality: there are more blacks walking the face of this nation today, with more education, more property, more abilities, okay, and more willingness to survive than there has been. I'm sorry. Come on.
I think
no. You may not see them. You may not see them. But trust me, we're here.
We
don't own any companies. We don't own a damn thing. So what does that make a difference?
Why? What? You want me to list what I own or don't own? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about really own. I'm talking about really own. I'm not talking about your house and your car. I'm talking
about
real things, that's real money, real capital, real power. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, ma'am, I, real quick. She's talking about manufacturing. There's a direct link between black African American, not manufacturing mm-hmm. nothing in this world, and we should mm-hmm. have some property. No
yes,
natural resource that we could do. I'm sorry, besides the black farming, and the, and they're trying to cut that bill out. But besides
yeah.
that, clothes, manufacturing, but we do not do, we never had that. And cheap labor.
You never had
so,
it, and
you're
we,
talking
we
about,
never had it.
Ralph, that's ownership. I'm talking about that real ownership that can pump the natural resources for the earth and actually build a community. We never had that.
But whose
never.
Fault is that?
The Chamber of Commerce.
Right. But you're trying to say whose fault is that, but you're ignoring
the
fact that
who's
it. No,
who
no, I'm not trying
to blame
right. anyone.
Okay, okay,
okay, I'm
not
trying
okay,
to blame anyone. I'm just saying that if you're going to make all I'm saying is that if you're going to make these statements, you've got to be clear, okay? Because it is not one person's fault of where we are or how we got here, okay? There's
no,
a lot of things at fault.
Is there a direct reason why we don't manufacture? Where did that come from now? While we're in this state right now manufacturing, what property, what natural resources do we have? We don't have no natural resource that we can build off of. We've never got it, ever. And that's real wealth.
Exactly.
Okay, see, you're talking, okay, first you said natural resources, and that's what I was responding to, but you're talking about assets. You're talking about
I'm talking about manufacturing. I'm talking about engineering.
You're talking about capital.
That's what I said. Did I not say more capital, more power? I said that.
That's right.
I said that exact word.
I'm not talking about natural resources, machinery, factories where we can have assembly lines, pay our people $20 an hour, American-made stuff and sell it around the world. That's what I'm talking about. From the four
okay, same thing, though, no, I'll say.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
yeah,
so
but
tell,
that,
me this.
There's
go
real
ahead.
No real manufacturing in America. All the manufacturing is overseas.
Thank you.
But go ahead.
Not only is it overseas, but if you look
right.
real close, and nobody owns nothing. Even
but
the manufacturers
that,
are looking at to the government.
But before that, we own nothing. So that's why we're at this point. Even if I own a black business, all my inventory is coming from overseas and somebody that's not like me as
right.
an African-American born in Western civilization. And I can't pay my cousin $350 an hour to work in my store like they can. So as a black American, it's tough. I mean, we got to be creative. And man, I'm ambitious, but I'm letting you know it's tough out here.
What you're saying is absolutely true. But see, but what it comes down to is what is it going to take, all right, for us to stop blaming and pointing the finger and start taking a serious look at what we need to do to fix this? Because
it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Let me finish my statement. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Until we as black people get the ones who are ready to move, move. We cannot stop and try to convince other people to do something, to stand up, because people are going to do what they want to do at the end of the day, and it's going to be a whole hell of a lot of people
saying,
I ain't doing that, I don't want to do that, or whatever. So the ones who are ready, the ones who got it together, they must do something. That's the only way. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
I'm with her on that. I'm 100% on that.
Do you guys know who the richest black man in the world is?
No.
I didn't know either.
Somebody who's not at my house right now.
It don't have to be like somebody that you're doing business with, just like you do with other people.
His name is Alhaji Aliko Dangote's Nigerian.
Okay, and what's the
But the point of this is that there are black people in the world that own things. He's
but there doesn't mean anything.
Let me finish. Let's have a learning moment instead of talking. Instead of talking this circular concept of what black people need to do in order that conversation happens on too often, and I don't see it gets anybody anywhere. But he is the owner of the Dangote Group, which has commodity interests in Nigeria, Benin, Ghana, Cameroon, Zambia, and South Africa. The second richest black man in the world is Sheikh Mohammed Hussein Al-Amudi. Now, he's Saudi Arabian from Ethiopia. He's from Saudi Arabia, but he's Ethiopian. And he's worth about $13.5 billion. And then there's a drop down to another Nigerian named Mike Undunniga. And he's worth $4.7 billion. Hey, I know him. I had dinner with him last night.
Okay. Well, he has his money in oil and telecommunications, so you got to go down quite a ways to get to Oprah.
Okay. Well, of course.
That's all.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Beasley, for that information. All right, y'all. Hey, it's 10 after the hour, and y'all know it's Thursday, so I never interrupt. I try not to interrupt my partner's Ebony Empress show too long. So we're going to get ready to get up out of here. But before I do, y'all know I always let y'all get y'all last words in, and today is no different. So we're going to start with J.C. Your last words, J.C.?
Yeah, I have a couple of last words.
Okay.
As far as I don't agree with some of the things that everybody's saying and so on, and same with me. They don't agree with some things that points that I make. But how you start to get out of these situations that we're in, it's very easy. Start with yourself, okay? Now, everybody that's on here talking about where should we start, I tell you what, you know, you want to talk about starting something, then exchange emails and numbers and start yourself a round table and start discussing and get it done. Because you're on here, get it started. It's that simple. I'm done.
Interesting. That's interesting. Okay. We got you, sir. That's it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. JC, and I'll see you tomorrow for Freedom Friday.
All right.
Hey. All right. Miss Thinking Conservatively, you're up.
You know what? I'm on the board of a think tank in D.C. of black, okay, conservatives. And the bottom line is what the other person said, okay? We can sit here and talk history about what we don't have, what we do have, who took it away from us, why we didn't get it back, but here's the facts. Up until the middle 80s, okay, blacks were second to whites in America, not in terms of finances or money or whatever, but we had a voice. Now, if you haven't noticed, in the last 10, 15 years or so, they're pushing Hispanics into that second spot, okay? If you watched the politics in the last 8 years, you'll notice that both the Democrats and the Republicans went and sought the Hispanic vote before they sought us, okay? So all I'm saying is the other person who was speaking, he's absolutely right. At some point, you got to let go of the past and say, that fool doesn't like me across the street. Fine. I'm going to try to either work with him, around him, under him, or over him. But I am going to keep my self-respect, okay? Because black women under the age of 14 getting abortions, okay, black men killing each other. I'm in the Midwest right now. I'm one of the people who sat there and watched when that father and that boy was at the gas station. I don't know if you heard about it. It just happened a couple of days ago, and another black man came up, stood up alongside the driver's side and put a bullet in his head while his 10-year-old son was sitting in the car, and then proceeded to shoot the 10-year-old in the chest. This was just 3 or 4 days ago, okay? The kid is in the hospital every day, and they're talking, you know, please, somebody help us, okay? I happen to like America because at the end of the day, you go anyplace else, trust me, it's going to hurt, okay? But let's get our shit together, okay? Let's stop blaming people and start recognizing that we are worth something. Because that's when the growth is going to take place. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you.
You,
ma'am. And thank you for calling in. And, you know, we're going to give you some love. And you're more than welcome to call in any other time. Okay? So
you
have a standing invitation. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go with Miss Renee.
Hey.
Miss Renee.
First, I want to say that thinking conservatively, she must live in Kansas City as well as I do. I don't know if she did it. But anyway, I wanted to say black people, we need to wake up. We need to get up. We need to realize that war is not always with a tank
and with a bomb and explosions, that's not always war. There's many different ways to fight a war, and war has been waged on us forever, basically. But now, it's really coming down to it. And they've got it in so many ways that we don't even know that it's war. That's just how deep it goes. I agree with JC in the fact that we need to decide what we're going to do for ourselves and then do it. So I agree with that. We need to do that. I am one for saying everybody cannot go along. Everybody is not going to be ready to move. So people who are ready to move, black people who want something better, we got our heads on straight. We see what's going on out here. Let's do it. That's it.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And see you tomorrow for Freedom Friday.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Miss Mays, you up?
Yes, Mr. Talk. I can't follow everybody because I'm not a follower. I just can't do it because they are, and there's things out here that we can put our hands on that look just like us. You can reach across the ocean and order stuff, clothing, from clothing to shoes to whatever you want. You can go over to the African country and buy stuff. You put money in other people's pocket, but you sit around here and scream and holler. So if you start putting money in your own pocket, that's how you rise, doing business with other people. And we don't put money in our own pocket because we don't think we treat each other right in order to go stand in your business to do business with you. Some of us will walk away. They even got a black bank. Half of us only had no money in it. Won't even participate or even look at it. So if you're looking away from what belonged to you and complaining about it, you ain't got no movement unless you're participating in what's out there for you and with you. That's how you're going to get it done. Have a good day.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Mr. Beasley, you up? Mr. Beasley? Mr. Beasley, are you there? Mr. Beasley going once. Mr. Beasley going twice. Mr. Beasley is gone. All right, last but not least, Mr. Allfax. Talk to me, sir.
Wow, I'm last and I kept going. I was the one on muted on time. But, you know, Mace is right, Mr. Tuck. See, I have a couple of dollars in some blank, a black bank, Harbor Bank here locally. And, you know, people need to talk and they need to, you know, put their money where their mouth is. But see, I don't like when people always talk about people playing a blame game. When someone gives a reason of why the black situation is the way it is now, no one is blaming nothing. See, people want to pick and choose when they want to go back in history to make a point. But when someone goes back in history and make a point, they're just upset. No one is blaming anybody. Now, as far as this word is militia, the young lady said it's going to be many reasons or many definitions. No, it should not be many definitions of a militia because in the Constitution you're making things too ambiguous and you're having arguments and discussion. We should be clear. So when you give a definition, it should be clear and you should apply that definition to life. And if you make it ambiguous and it can mean any old damn thing, the government can come and accuse someone as being a militia when they're not. So we have to have meanings. It shouldn't have multiple damn meanings of it. That's the problem. You have a nice day, Mr. Tuck.
All righty. Thank you, sir. All right. Well. All right. What a great show. And a lot of information, man. And I'm telling you, militia, you know, that's a word I think we really got hung up on today. And you know, militia is just people coming together for common cause, basically. That's what a militia is, you know, and they want to stand up for what they believe in. You know, you can use all kind of book definitions and all that, but when push comes to shove, that's all it is. People coming together to fight for what they believe in by any means necessary. You know, some have weapons, some have, you know, with some do whatever. You know, but it is what it is. They're fighting for what they believe in. All right? Well, tomorrow's show is, what is tomorrow's show? Freedom Friday. Freedom Friday, where we go back and we revisit some of the topics we talked about earlier in the week and maybe bring up some new ones also. So that's Freedom Friday. Don't forget to stop by Ebony Empress Show. It should be going on right now. Her topic today is, are you a booty call that thinks you're in a relationship? So that's a topic, so it should be pretty good. But I want to thank everybody for participating today. It's been fun. I'm telling you, I always learn something from everybody who participates. Let's see. That's going to do it. If you want to send me a note or anything, a message, you can send it to ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I always welcome messages, and you know, and I do reply. Or you go by to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com, and you leave a message there. Either way, you know, or you can leave a message right here on Facebook, you know, on the page, or just a private message, however you want to do it. I welcome all responses, good and bad, because I got some bad ones too. But anyway, so that's the show for today. I want to say once again, thank y'all for participating. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with an open heart. And my biggest and best thing is, what? Learn to laugh at yourself. You can laugh at yourself, then there's no problems. All right? Well, until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. I'm out of here. Bye.
Bye-bye.